Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Spooky Stories from Little Lucy. We are so excited to have you here and can't wait to share some more creepy stories from readers just like you. Friendly reminder that while all of our stories are family friendly, it is a good idea to check the plot synopsis to decide if this story is too spooky for your little listener. Let's get started. Spooky Spiders. One night in my room, while the moon was so high, I heard a strange noise that made me ask why. I peeked from my bed, and what did I see? Spiders with hats having a big party. Oh no, what's that? It looks kind of weird. Spiders with hats? Am I just scared? The spiders were dancing, they spun around. They had tiny balloons and a cake made of silk. Their party was awesome, just like chocolate milk.
Hi there, Lucy. You're just in time. We're having a party. So come on, let's climb.
A party with spiders? This is so strange.
But it looks kind of fun, so I might stay and play.
I tiptoed closer. The spiders were nice.
They offered me cake. I got a tiny sweet slice. The cake was so sparkly and tasted like pie. It made me feel happy, like I could fly. Come dance with us, it's a spider's delight. We spin and we twirl all through the night.
Wow, this is awesome. So much fun, dancing with spiders until the night's done.
We danced and we laughed with the webs all around. The spiders' party made a soft, funny sound. Their tiny shoes clicked as they spun in the air. It was like a dream, floating without a care.
Thank you for joining our spider ball night. We'll party again when the moon's shining bright.
I'll tell my friends about this party and how it was over so fast. When the party was over, the spiders were gone. I snuggled in my bed with the first light of dawn. I dreamed of their dance and their fun, spooky cheer, and couldn't wait for the next party near. So if you hear noises and see something weird, it might be a spider who's just had a cheer. They might be dancing or having a ball. Just remember, dear friend, it's fun after all.
Goblins and witches. In a forest, dark and deep, where shadows like to creep, live witches brewing potions while they're trying not to sleep. They mix up bat wings with some eye of newt and laugh with goblins in their pointy boots. Stirring up my cauldron, it's a witch's delight. But my potions turn green and it's giving me a fright. Why don't you use a bit of sparkle dust? Maybe it's just your recipe that's gone to rust. The goblins are gobbling, munching on their stew, made of slimy worms and a bit of goblin goo. They dance on mushrooms with a wobble and a spin, but they always trip over their own pointy chin. Do you think our stew's too slimy to eat? I think I saw a toadstool do a little tweet. Maybe it's our hats that are causing the mess. One's too big and the other's terrible stress.
They cast spells that go splat and boom, turning their brooms into giant cartoon looms. Their spells go awry with a silly loud crack, turning their potions into a green, frothy snack. My broom's now a sofa and my cat's a big hog. Looks like we've turned our spell into a gooey log. And my goblin stew is now a bubbly blue lake. I think we've made a potion that's perfect for a bake.
So if you wander in the woods when the moon's up high and hear cackling witches and goblins that fly, just remember they're fun with their quirky spells, spreading laughter and magic with their mischief-filled yells. Let's embrace the chaos and the laugh at the fright. We're the funniest creatures in the dark of the night. So here's to witches and goblins so grand, with their potions and spells that don't always go as planned. They might be spooky, but they're funny too, making magic and mischief for me and you. Enjoy the spooky night. I hope you enjoyed the spooky story. Are you guys ready for some spooky jokes? Let's hear them.
Why did the ghost go to the party? To have a boo last.
Ten.
What do you call a vampire who lives in a kitchen? A count spatula. What's a skeleton's favorite instrument?
I don't know, what is it?
The trombone!
I love a good punny joke. Thank you everyone again for listening to our spooky stories from Little Lucy Podcast. We will release a new story every Saturday until Halloween. And who knows, maybe this year there'll be an extra bonus story in there like we did last year. Now, if you have your own stories you'd like to send in, please feel free to send them to BethelCraftsLLC@gmail.com or send them to our Facebook page.
We couldn't do this without our listeners, and we wanted to say we really appreciate you guys. And if you guys saw us down at the square for the Love Thy Neighbor event by Dooland Passes, we want to say we hope you had a bunch of fun. And if you don't know about it, we had a booth set up with our monster beanbag toss where you could get some goodies. The Love Thy Neighbor event is a really cool and special, unique to Lampasas, Texas event that we are so proud to be a part of. Go ahead and check them out on their Facebook pages and all their social medias. We would also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Texas Waste Solutions, for always supporting our spooky story podcast and for leaning in to keeping Texas clean. Texas Waste Solutions is a residential and commercial trash service in Central Texas. Thanks again to all of our listeners. And don't forget that on October 31st, we will have a drive-through trick-or-treat event at the Little Lucy RV Resort. See you then. Storytelling and sound design by Bravery Kids Productions. Theme music by Nicholas Alvarado. This podcast was brought to you by Little Lucy RV Resort in partnership with Flavor by Chef T.